I confess, I'm a mess, and I'm trying to catch up to life. The clock keeps ticking away, and I'm losing myself every day, all in the name of life.
Soul singer Letticy burst onto the mainstream music scene 2 years ago, but she's been running a long time. The Louisiana-born, California-raised artist has been recording music for more than a decade, and she's been performing since childhood. At the age of 8, Letticy sang with the New Orleans Symphony Orchestra. In 2007, her first major label release, Lost and Found, earned 2 Grammy nominations, including one for Best New Artist. Her latest album, Turn Me Loose, was released last week on Verve Records. Letticy joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I refer to you as a soul singer, but you've been called an R&B singer, a jazz singer. You do gospel, you do blues, you do funk. How would you describe yourself?
Well, that's the problem. I never do. I create my own lane, and I'm working on becoming a legend, and that's what I want to do. In music, so that's my plan.
That's a great goal to have, and you've worked hard at it. I mean, you know, were turned down by labels, and
yes.
you had to self-release, and then finally Verve came along and gave you that chance to record that Grammy-nominated album in 2007, Lost
yes.
and Found. Now, after all the time that you had already put in, did you feel it was kind of ironic to be nominated for Best New Artist?
Well, you know, for me, just to be acknowledged at that time, especially to even be acknowledged in any kind of way, was such a big thing for me. So I didn't really focus on the category that much. I just was like, is it real? You know, did it really happen? So I just focused on that.
Yeah, you might have thought it wasn't real because Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters announced the nominees. He didn't know how to pronounce your name.
No, that's been the story of my life.
Right. Letticy. It's Nigerian, right?
Yes, it is. It means to bring forth, to come to.
Ah.
Yes.
On this new CD, wow, I mean, you wrote or you co-wrote all of the tracks but one, and I'll get to that one in a minute. But I wanted to know, I mean, after you had that big success with the first album, Lost and Found, is it true that you had writer's block when you were trying to figure out how to follow it up?
Yes, there was a lot of pressure after that. I had spent most of my career begging people to hear me, and now they're listening, and now what do you want to say, you know? And I was worried trying to please everybody to see if they'd like what was in my head. And I wasn't sure and I was scared. And then a friend of mine, we were going to the movies and she said, Led, I want you to hear something I grew up on that I love. And I know you probably never heard it. And it was Buddy Miles, Them Changes. And when I heard that sound, I was inspired and uplifted and thinking, wow, this is how I am live. How can I translate this in the CD and look at the audience I have? Will they get that?
And you actually cover Them Changes as a bonus track on your album.
Oh, yes. I had to. I worked on it with Rex Rideout, one of my producers, and the producer that predominantly did most of Lost and Found. And we just took a different direction, a different approach. And working with all the different producers really opened me up as well.
A number of the songs have very positive, affirming messages. I mean, even All Right from your last album, Knockin' from this one. You had to have a sense of optimism to get as far as you did, the way that you did. But is it important for you to have that sense of optimism in your music?
It's a part of me. I can't tell you, sleeping on the floor in New York City and having all these bills to pay and not knowing where it come from, but believing in my art, knowing that it's going to happen. I mean, this business will make you believe in something. You know, I have parents that are very spiritual, and that's what I was taught, to be faithful and have faith no matter what. Believe in something. And I know I believe there's something higher, because I wouldn't do this. I would have left a long time ago. But I'm here just being myself constantly. I never, ever want to lose that truth. I see the sun on my face, and you won't hear me complain. Hey, cause I can't let the dark days bring me down. Got a lot of things to say.
You'll be knocking at my door.
So many flavors on this. Really, I mean, you know, you're really cutting loose and doing things that you hadn't done before. But, you know, you're known for cutting loose in your live performances.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I have heard about you dancing on stage and putting on your bright red high heel shoes.
And, yes, honey.
Oh, and you end up kicking them off.
Uh-huh.
So is there a story behind those shoes?
Oh, man. I've had those shoes probably 3 years. I love those shoes. They have little crazy scuffs on them and everything, but they feel so good. I don't know, they give me power. Before, I used to wear slippers and just barefoot, and something about strutting, I get it now. I get it. I love showing my legs now. My mom used to tell me, you need to show your legs and strut in some heels. And I was like, no, they don't need to see. They need to just listen to me. And now I'm strutting in red shoes, and they have to be 5 inches at least.
Woo! Woo! What's your goal when you're performing live? Obviously, it's for the audience to have a good time, but is that how you do it?
Most definitely. You know? I mean, don't you go to shows now, and it's all about the artist and how they're feeling, and they just want you to just know how they're feeling and how they feel. But what we forget, and what I studied, is that a lot of interaction back in the day between the artist and the audience is really big, and we don't have enough of that going on. I mean, they do it, but it's so self-centered. And for me, I want to touch you, I want to feel you, I want you to feel me. And all the greats did that. They made you feel something. I imagine myself as an audience member. I want to be tired after and be like, ooh, that was so great. Like, I had a workout, I'm uplifted and I'm energized. That's me. That's me, fire hot with the microphone. That's how I am. Lost and Found was me going, who am I? Because I don't think people want to see the lettucey. But do I fit in here? Can I come in? Can you find me? Now it's about just release me and let me just go ahead and be me, you guys. You get it or you don't. It's okay. I can't please everybody. But what I can do is be my best at what I do.
Lettucey's new album is called Turn Me Loose on the Verve record label, and she joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me today.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.